Today, Sessions has some other things on his mind. There is a gathering storm around him, is how the Washington Post put it. The Post broke the story that Attorney General Sessions spoke twice with the Russian ambassador during the presidential campaign, which sounds fishy because Sessions claimed under oath that he didn't have contact with Russian officials. Washington Post political reporter Dave Weigel joins us live. Dave, welcome back to KUOW. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
What is the worst thing the Attorney General has done here?
At worst, the way that Al Franken, who's the senator who kind of prompted this exchange, has put it, at worst, he might have misled the Congress under oath about the contact he had with Russian diplomats right before the end of the campaign in September. He said he didn't have any, and the strange thing about the exchange was that Franken didn't ask explicitly if he had talked to him. Sessions brought it up himself, and this is also, I would point out, different than what Sessions said in written testimony. So the worst here is that he plagiarized, and that's the Democrats going the furthest are saying here it's pretty cut and dry that he plagiarized. I'd say the most moderate Democrats are saying at the very least he should recuse himself from the investigations they want into Russia.
Isn't it possible that Sessions was just saying he didn't talk to Russians in his role as a Trump campaign advisor, but as a senator, member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, he did?
Except that the timeline doesn't make a lot of sense here because our reporting suggests that it was more in the context of what was happening in the campaign. It was September when Congress is basically done for the year. Congress is kind of unfortunately, but none of people know, doesn't really do a lot of work in the last few months of the presidential election. And again, he brought it up himself. He brought it up during a period where Democrats were raising questions even almost not quite to the volume they are now about whether Russians intervened to help Trump win the election. So the hair splitting here, I think, is a little bit dangerous, and that's why you've seen a lot of Republicans already come out and say, well, let's nip this in the bud by having Sessions recuse himself from anything about any investigation into Russia. And they can do that because they're already trying to find ways, led by Jason Chaffetz and Devin Nunes, trying to find ways to have broad Russia election interference probes that they don't think are as targeted as what Democrats want.
So if the Attorney General recuses himself from the FBI's investigation of Russian election meddling, why would that be a big deal? What's at stake there?
A lot is at stake, and even not Democrats aren't under the impression that they will bring down this presidency just for these investigations. It is more of a ongoing nagging question that they think reveals that the president doesn't have a lot of legitimacy, and that undermines every act he takes. I'd say the strategy here is a little bit complicated because there's a division among Democrats of whether they should be focusing on this as much as they are focusing on Trump's policies. It was not the Democrats who dug this up. It was Washington Post reporters, and it's this greater community in D.C. and the intelligence community and the diplomatic community that are aware of this and are blowing whistles about it. It's really not a political question. It becomes a political question when senators learn about it, but it begins as something else.
Well, President Trump said today he wasn't aware that Sessions had spoken to the Russian ambassador, but he has total confidence in Sessions. I think many listeners are asking that bigger question. Is President Trump in big trouble? What do you think?
It depends how you define it, because right now he has a Republican Congress that is not interested in setting up a special prosecutor and any investigation even comparable to the Benghazi Committee, which as Republicans admitted kind of and then backed down from, which did hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. There's not the effort by Republicans to do that to their president right now. There are Republicans like Lindsey Graham open to doing that, and you wonder if there are people who Trump has undermined and refused to work with and made fun of that are looking for an opportunity at some point to legitimize one of these investigations. But really, among Republicans, this is not seen as a real threat unless Democrats win one of the houses of Congress in 2018 and open the probes that they're trying to open. That's what Republicans did after a few years after they took control of Congress. In talking to Republicans, though, they're not blasé about this. They're trying to find a version of this story, much as Democrats often did with Hillary Clinton, in which Sessions acted just normally and forgot about something and was making no malicious moves. They're trying to find a way around that. But they're not ruling out one day investigating this. I mean, they realize that this is toxic and it's not going away after the campaign, as they might have thought.
Okay, so then what happens next in this Russia Sessions story?
Well, more pressure by Democrats to launch an official probe through Congress, create a special prosecutor. Again, not much they can do, but they're pretty pleased, frankly, with how much the focus on this has hurt the administration. I mean, in the first month of his presidency, the president lost his national security advisor because of campaign contacts. And it's kind of only natural for any political party, if they see something weak in a president, why not worry it again? Why not continue to focus on that connection? I'd also say this is not insincere. I hope I'm not giving the impression that they're looking for a political strategy. There is a real outrage among Democrats. It's more sincere than you find in a lot of political activity, that this was this is an election that was won by somebody who lost the popular vote and repeatedly got aid from hackers stealing the information of their campaign. And so there is a relish in finding out this information that I think is more emotional than what you often get from parties that lost. And there have been parties that lost elections and threw up roadblocks before, but there's not the same feeling of, I wouldn't say despair, of something stolen that there is with Democrats right now, and that's why the Russia thing resonates for them.
We're talking about the substance and the relish involved in this Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Russia election meddling all getting twisted up, and we're talking about it with Washington Post political reporter Dave Weigel, who has one of the Twitter feeds that I highly recommend. Informative, entertaining, and it's just always good to talk with you. I want to ask you something else, Dave. Another top Republican is accusing his party of hiding their plans to replace the Affordable Care Act. Would you tell us what's going on there?
That's in some ways more complicated than this, in some ways pretty simple. So the House Republicans have been workshopping a replacement of the ACA that they can pass right after they repeal it through the reconciliation process. This is the way that they only need 51 votes to do something. Rand Paul is more than any Republican. I mean, he's kind of had trouble finding other Republicans who will go with him on this. Just ruled out voting for that, and today went to the room where Republicans were, members of the committee that's drafting this, were talking, were looking at what might be in the legislation. He went to it kind of theatrically demanding that he see a copy of it. There's not really a copy to see, but what he was trying to do is emphasize that Republicans are putting together a piece of legislation that they're going to drop, they hope, next week, without a lot of time for the public to investigate it. And what he's doing there is exploiting the rhetoric Republicans used for years on the Affordable Care Act, which was complaining that anyone who lived through in this country in that process complained that what seemed like a very long, drawn-out process, lots of public hearings, was in fact something done in a back room with the public unable to see the product.
Right.
Paul, who does not want anything less than a full repeal of Obamacare, is kind of willing to expose and hurt this process by kind of pointing out the hypocrisy. That's what he's trying to do. The Republican leadership really resented that he did this. There's not much they can do as a way of revenge. The guy just won a 6-year term.
Fissures among in the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., and we'll keep following it. That's Washington Post political reporter Dave Weigel. Pleasure to talk to you, Dave. Thanks for this.
Thank you.